Week 11, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. Psalm 88. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all the ages my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever, and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattered your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favour it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Psalm 88 continued. Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him, and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always, with him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty for ever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Once for all, I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last for ever. Psalm 88 continued. If his sons forsake my law, and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offences with the rod, then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love, my truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight his throne is like the sun. Like the moon I shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Once for all I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last forever. The unfolding of your word gives light. It teaches the simple. A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 6. Then all the Midianites and Amalekites and the people of the east came together, and crossing the Jordan, they encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord took possession of Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and the Abiezrites were called out to follow him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and they too were called out to follow him. And he sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they went up to meet him. Then Gideon said to God, If you will deliver Israel by my hand, as you have said, behold, I am laying a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will deliver Israel by my hand, as you have said. And it was so. When he rose early next morning and squeezed the fleece, he wrung enough dew from the fleece to fill a bowl of water. Then Gideon said to God, Let not your anger burn against me. Let me speak but this once. Pray, let me make trial only this once with the fleece. Pray, let it be dry, only on the fleece, and on all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry on the fleece only, and on the ground there was dew. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose early and encamped beside the spring of Harod. And the camp of Midian was north of them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, The people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, My own hand has delivered me. Now therefore, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home. And Gideon tested them. 22,000 returned, and 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, The people are still too many. Take them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. And he of whom I say to you, this man shall go with you. And any of whom I say to you, this man shall not go with you, shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone that laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set him by himself. Likewise, everyone that kneels down to drink. And the number of those that lapped, putting their hands to their mouths, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people knelt down to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will deliver you, and give the Midianites into your hand, and let all the others go, every man to his home. So he took the jars of the people from their hands, and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, to his tent, but retained the 300 men. And the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and put trumpets into the hands of all of them, and empty jars, with torches inside the jars. And he said to them, look at me, and do likewise. When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and shout, for the Lord and for Gideon. So Gideon and the 300 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the jars, holding in their left hands the torches and in their right hands the trumpets to blow. And they cried, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. They stood every man in his place around the camp, and all the army ran. They cried out and fled. When they blew the 300 trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow and against all the army. A responsory from 1 Corinthians. God chose what the world considers weak in order to bring down a powerful man. He chose what the world looks down on, despises, and counts as nothing. He uses it to overthrow the existing order. This means that pride has no place in God's presence. The Lord has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. This means that pride has no place in God's presence. A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. Next we pray, Thy kingdom come. Here we are asking that the kingdom of God be made present for us, in the same way as we ask that his name be made holy in us. Surely there cannot be a time when God does not reign. What has always existed with him, and will never cease to exist, could never have a beginning. It is for the coming of our kingdom, then, that we are asking, that kingdom which was promised to us by God and acquired by the blood of Christ poured out in his passion. Before that we were slaves in the world, but now we pray that we may reign under the sovereignty of Christ, as he himself has promised, quote, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the world. End of quote. Dearest brothers, it may be that Christ himself is the kingdom of God, he whom we desire to come each day, he for whose swift return among us we are longing. He is himself the resurrection, because in him we rise again. So too he can be understood as the kingdom, because in him we are to reign. Hence we do well to ask for the kingdom of God, that is, the kingdom of heaven, because there is also an earthly kingdom. But he who has renounced the world has risen above its honours and its power. We go on to say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. By this, we do not mean to pray that God may accomplish what he wills, but that we may be able to do what God wills. For who can prevent God from doing what he wills? But because the devil prevents us from obeying God completely in mind and in deed, we pray that we may will what God wills. If it is to be so, however, we have need of God's will, that is, of his aid and protection. No man is strong by his own resources. It is by the goodness and mercy of God that he is saved. Indeed, even the Lord himself showed that his human nature was weak when he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And he gave his disciples an example that they should do God's will and not their own when he added, Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. It was the will of God, then, that Christ both did and taught. It means humility in conduct, steadfastness in faith, modesty in speech, justice in action, mercy in deeds, discipline in morals. It is to be incapable of doing wrong to anyone, and to bear patiently wrong done to us, to keep peace with the brethren, to love God with one's whole heart, to love him because he is the Father, to fear him because he is God. It means preferring nothing to Christ, as he preferred nothing to us. It means holding fast to his love and being inseparable from it, standing by his cross bravely and fearlessly when his name and honour are challenged, showing in speech that firmness which we profess our faith, showing under torture the confidence with which we do battle, showing in death the patience by which we are crowned. This is what it means to wish to be co-heir with Christ, to accomplish the command given by God to fulfill the will of the Father. Responsory from Matthew 7. He who does the will of my Father in heaven, he shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. He shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Lord God, strength of those who hope in you, support us in our prayer, because we are weak and can do nothing without you. Give us always the help of your grace, so that in fulfilling your commandments we may please you in all we desire and do. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.